had said that even if we are adopting organic farming, we'll get more price for the crops.
Yes.
So, but is it adopted in our region, or is it to maybe if we take Kerala for instance, is it that the farmers are ready to take up with organic farming so that they can get more income?
Now it depends. Say in your homestead, you are raising vegetables. Will you go for chemical fertilizers or will you go for organic?
It depends on the price, maybe.
No, organic. Yeah. Homestead cultivation means in your kitchen garden.
In a kitchen
garden.
Organic. Why? Because you are worried about your health. Say beyond your homestead, you have 1 acre of land where your father is cultivating amaranth for market. He will use chemical fertilizer because the public health is not his concern. We should change your attitude. We should change your mindset. This is required. For that, it takes time. We have to create an awareness among the commercial farmers that if we are using chemicals, that will affect the health of Keralais. That is going to affect the health of Indians. Now, we are getting apples. We are getting oranges from other places. We are getting wheat from other places. We are getting rice from Tamil Nadu. We are getting apple and oranges from Kashmir. Wheat from other places. Now, those people, if they are using toxic, hazardous chemicals, that will affect our health. That will affect our health. They should not use that one. They should use only permissible materials for as inputs for raising crops. Otherwise, we should bring the material here. We should send it to our pesticide residue lab. We have to analyze the material, whether it is free from these chemicals. Then only we can purchase and we can consume these things. Even curry leaf is coming from Medupalayam, from Tamil Nadu. You can raise curry leaf in your homestead. So 2-3 plants can be raised. We cannot compel the farmers. There is no regulation that you should totally avoid the use of chemical fertilizers. Because you know what is green revolution?
Increasing
the phenomenal increase in food grain production in the third world countries during 1960s. This is called green revolution. Because of that, we could save millions of people. Now, starvation was avoided. Now, population is increasing and local varieties were not sufficient to meet the requirement of our people. So, highly varieties were introduced, highly varieties were evolved. And because of the highly varieties respond very well to fertilizers. See, the history is like this. After independence, during 1950s, so there is a slogan that is written on our wall, the main entrance gate. The first Prime Minister of India said like that. When you go back, you have to read that, you have to note down that. Everything else can wait, but not. Anything else can wait, but not agriculture. Anything else can wait. Everything else can wait, but not agriculture. Because population was increasing immediately after independence, but food production was not increasing. Now the main crop at the time was wheat. So, the government was giving subsidy for the use of a number of fertilizer factories were established throughout the length and breadth of the country. A number of irrigation dams were constructed throughout the length and breadth of the country. Irrigation water was given, fertilizers were given, plant protection chemicals were also given for improving the productivity of wheat. But we totally failed to increase the productivity of wheat beyond 1 ton. The productivity of wheat stagnated at 1000 kg per hectare, 1 ton per hectare. You know why? Because local varieties were used by the farmers. Only local varieties were available. When more fertilizers, more manures, more irrigation water was given, lodging took place. Lodging means? Lodging. It toppled down. It bent. It lodged. Marjumin. Lodging took place. So there is no mechanism to increase the productivity of local varieties beyond 1 ton when you are using these more quantities of fertilizers, chemicals, etc. Then what did they do? They approached CIMET. CIMET means that there was an international maize and wheat improvement center in Mexico. Now, who is the father of Green Revolution? He got Nobel Prize. Norman E. Borlaug. Norman E. Borlaug is the father of Green Revolution. And Dr. M. Swaminathan is considered as the father of Green Revolution in India. Father of Green Revolution in India is Dr. M.S. Swaminathan, and father of Green Revolution is normally Borlaug. Now he was a plant breeder. He was the first director of CIMET, International Maize and Wheat Improvement Center. So Government of India approached, requested normally Borla to share the seeds of highly varieties of wheat. So highly varieties of wheat, seeds of these varieties were given to India. And these varieties, 600 varieties were given. And all these varieties were tested throughout the country. And from that 600 varieties, they have selected promising a few varieties. And it was, and tons of seeds of these were imported from other countries. By the then Agriculture Minister C. Subramaniam and the Director General ICR, Dr. M. Swaminathan. And these tons and tons of imported seeds of highly varieties of wheat was given to various farmers. Even wheat, they started cultivation of wheat in non-traditional wheat growing areas. Fortunately, all these highly wheat varieties were responding very well to fertilizers, very well to all agriculture inputs. They need huge quantities of inputs. So without fertilizers, the production potential of varieties could not be achieved. So when you are cultivating highly varieties, you have to go for fertilizer application. Otherwise, you have to breed, you have evolved varieties which respond very well to organic manures. So the concept in plant breeding is different. Now, earlier concept, you have to evolve variety, you have to evolve fertilizer responsive varieties. Okay, you have evolved a highly variety and it is responding very well to fertilizers. Right. Now, the trend is to evolve varieties that responds very well to organic fertilizer. It's called organic plant breeding methods. Of course, there is difference of opinion among the plant breeders about this. But still, all the highly varieties available in Kerala respond very well to fertilizers. You are applying more quantity of fertilizers, you are putting a lot of vegetative growth. So that is inviting a lot of pests and diseases. So you have to apply insecticides. It responds very well to water, irrigation water. So when you are cultivating highly varieties, you should apply irrigation water, you should apply fertilizers, you should go for insecticides. Without that, it will not get that yield potential. That is a significance. So if you are going for organic agriculture, you have to go for
varieties
that are not responding very well to fertilizers. But yield will be naturally less. But we have certain crops, spices and condiments. Where highly varieties are not available on a very large scale. Such things you can target.
So there should be a drastic change.
See, nowadays organic agriculture is practiced for those crops which can be exported to other countries. European markets, they are fond of organic produce, not the produce from chemical farms. So that means the farmers are cultivating organic produce for export purpose, not for internal consumption. That's the difference. For export purpose means they will get more money. That's the background. So it depends upon the purpose for which you are raising your crop. If you are for export purpose, you should go for organic. If it is for internal consumption, you can go for integrated nutrient management. You can apply all. And if it is for organic market, that too inside the state, then you have to go for organic. It depends upon the situation. It depends upon the facilities available in your farm. It depends upon the varieties, the seeds available in your farm. It depends upon the market. In the city, you can go for organic because city people are interested in organic. In rural areas, the situation is different. Now, the farmer, the people, sometimes the purchasing power will be less. They should get materials at cheap rates. City means the purchasing power is high. So they are prepared to pay 25 rupees for 1 kilogram of vegetable. Okay. So, rural areas, they are prepared to pay only 10 rupees. So, for elite community, you can give organic produce. But for the poor people, if the purchasing power is less, they have to eat something. They have to go for whatever material they are getting. But it should be free from pesticides. Otherwise, their health will be affected. The whole nation is going to suffer.